Arnie Fugelvog pleaded guilty to federal Lacey Act violations in federal court in Anchorage today as part of a plea deal reached with prosecutors. Fugelvog will be released on his own recognizance and pay no bail. Fugelvog is charged with falsifying fishing records in 2005. At the time, he was a member of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. Judge H. Russell Holland presided over the arraignment this morning, asking Fugelvog if he understood all aspects of the proceedings. Fugelvog only answered yes, sir, when Judge Holland questioned him regarding the plea arrangement. The plea agreement involves a 10-month prison sentence plus a fine. If the judge rejects the plea deal, Fugelvog can withdraw his guilty plea. The process would start over, and Fugelvog could then request a jury trial. Lacey Act violations carry a 1-year prison sentence and $100,000 fine. Federal prosecutor Andrea Ani Stewart told the court that Fugelvog had cooperated fully throughout the process. Stewart said the government is not seeking Fugelvog's detention at this time and has no objections to allowing him to travel to Canada in the near future. She said if the judge accepts the plea agreement at sentencing in November, the fine will total $150,000.
Defendant Arnie Fugelvog has agreed to pay the fine of $50,000 as well as to make a community service payment of $100,000. The money will be directed to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to be directed for the purpose of enhancing fisheries habitat in the coastal areas of the Gulf of Alaska. And the purpose of that community service payment is to directly address the harm that resulted from Mr. Fugelvog's overfishing his IFQ in that statistical area in that geographical location.
Stewart says Fugelvog no longer owns his individual fishing quota, or IFQ, because he had divested himself of them before the court proceedings got underway. She says NOAA cases of this nature would typically involve some type of sanction or seizure of the IFQ.
When they are dealing with violations, that they often have penalties against an individual's IFQ. If the individual no longer has the IFQ, then there's other remedies that are sought.
Judge Holland then outlined the sentencing guidelines, telling Fugelvog and defendant attorney Jeff Feldman that the court will make its own decision on how the guidelines will be applied. Holland then told Fugelvog that he still had time to walk away from the deal and seek a jury trial. Fugelvog waived that option and entered a guilty plea to charges that he knowingly submitted false records and that the fish he caught at the time were intended to cross state lines. Both Fugelvog and attorney Feldman were tight-lipped as they left the courthouse.
You got anything to say, Arnie, about this deal? Happy with the deal? You want to go through with it? Obviously, you didn't return it. You didn't take it away, so.
I can't make any comments. I'm sorry.
Judge Holland accepted the plea of guilty as charged and has set a sentencing date for November 18th.